This first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. Among those making the long and tiring journey were Mary, now great with child, and Joseph. As they pressed on toward their hometown, Bethlehem, the cry of generations before had become Mary's earnest prayer.
Breath of heaven.
same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in feeding trough." Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left us and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the feeding trough. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as they had been told. prepare him room. Let all his creation join the celebration. Lift your voice in worship as we sing the carols of old and tell the story. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Emmanuel, has come. How great our joy.
Let them and nature sing. Oh,